Our Heavenly Father, we love you, we adore you, and we praise you. And we dedicate this time of studying your word to you so that we may grow spiritually, we may grow stronger. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 23, verse 37 to 39, the TPT. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you are the city that murders your prophets. You are the city that stones the very messengers who were sent to deliver you. So many times I have longed to gather a wayward people, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were too stubborn to let me. And now it is too late, since your city will be left in ruins. For you will not see me again until you are able to say, We welcome the one who comes to us in the name of the Lord. Earlier in the chapter, Jesus was talking about the stone that the builders rejected that became the chief cornerstone. And this is talking about himself. The religious leaders of the day rejected him, and he is the Redeemer of the world. In this scripture, he is very sad about the people who have rejected him, because they are going to a lost fate, unless they listen to the preaching of the disciples after he's ascended into heaven. Maybe they part of the 3,000 that turned to Christ, that came to salvation when Peter did his first sermon. So not all is lost. But he is nevertheless sad about those who reject him, because they will face a Christless future, a loveless future. And so we always say that God is love, and that is true. In 1 John 4, verse 7 to 8, Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is born of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And so, yes, he is a loving God, and he loves each one of us. For God so loved the world, that's John 3:16. And yet, he's also a just God. In Galatians 6, verse 7 to 8, it says, Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. That is living in a beautiful place with our beautiful heavenly family. In Revelation 3, verse 20 to 22, there is a warning about being lukewarm. You can't play church. You can't play at being a Christian. It's a real relationship with Jesus, with God the Father, with God the Holy Spirit. It says, Look, here I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me calling and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal as friends. I will invite everyone who is victorious to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. In this day and age, the signs of the times are looking like we're very close to the end times. We need to be able to recognize the signs of the times, as in Matthew 16, verse 1 to 3. One day the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test Jesus' claims by asking him to show them a miraculous sign from heaven. He replied, You know the saying, Red sky at night means fair weather tomorrow. Red sky in the morning means foul weather all day. You are good at reading the weather signs in the sky, but you can't read the obvious signs of the times. So we need to be aware that there are many prophecies in Scripture that are happening today, and so the probability of Jesus' return being sooner than later is rather high. Fact of the matter is, whether Jesus returns or whether we end our physical lives on earth, we still need to be ready to see Jesus face to face. So if you know anybody around you who is playing religion, it's a dangerous game. You might want to talk to people who you know are going to church but not having a relationship with our Redeemer. Talking to them might make you unpopular with them, and that might hold some people back, especially the people-pleasing people. But we are here to please God, not people, and so we don't worry about the opinion of us. We just say what God needs them to hear. So not everybody is going to go into public ministry and have to speak in front of vast audiences, but you can speak to people that you meet on the street, colleagues, co-workers, people that stay near where you stay, people that you see when you go jogging or cycling or whatever exercise you're doing, swimming. So there's no reason for you to be quiet. There's a big reason for you to speak up, because that speaking up might make you unpopular with them, but it might also save their souls and save them from an eternal destiny that they don't want to be at. So I encourage you to love one another. Jesus gave us our new commandment. He said, love one another as I have loved you, which is that unconditional love, that self-sacrificial love, that agape love, which means that we put other people above ourselves and we love them as much as we love ourselves. So I encourage you to shine your light.